Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
1-1 the count, the pitch. Line drive, base hit, left field. Lowe gets it done. White scores, and the Rangers walk off the Orioles here today by the final of 1-0. Nate Lowe getting mobbed.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Nate Lowe is the under-the-radar move that continues to pay off for the Rangers. I saw this article on MLB.com. They had 10 under-the-radar moves that are paying off big in 2021, and the one for the Rangers is Nate Lowe. And I know the Rangers have lost their last two games. They'll get back after it today against the Astros right here on 105 through the Fan, 7:10 first pitch, 6:30 pregame. How important do you think Nate Lowe has been, not just in the context of this season, but at 25, being able to maybe use him going forward?
Very. This was a guy who was considered a pretty good prospect for Tampa Bay. It just didn't work out. And it's not like, to your point, it's not 29 or 30. Nothing like against Garcia, but he is 28, right? I mean, there's not like, oh, man, what is he going to be when he gets to be 32? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Garcia, like, you're like, hey, this is great. Now, can we just keep this level of play for the next 5 to 7 years? And for Nate Lowe, this is his first time to really take an opportunity and run with it. I think it helps. I mean, I hate saying this, but it helped that Guzman got hurt.
Yeah.
Because then it wasn't any type of like timeshare over what are we going to do? But he has been great protection for the most part behind Joey Gallo. For Joey Gallo to get hot and get going, guys had to hit in front of him and behind him, or you just move on. You don't give him anything to hit. Hope he chases. He gets frustrated. And then you pitch to Solak, you pitch to Calhoun, you pitch to Nate Lowe, and you're like, fine, if you guys are going to hit the way you guys are hitting, if they were doing bad, you'd be like, that's fine. Joey's never going to see a pitch. But Joey's getting to see pitches now because teams are like, hey, it's not that Nate Lowe's a bigger threat than Joey Gallo, but I have to respect that he is going to get a hit if I give him the opportunity to get a hit.
I know we're still really early in the season and the projections have changed, and some of this is based off of how hot he started the season at, but he's currently still projected at 30 home runs, 107 RBIs with a .289 batting average and an .859 OPS.
Wow.
And he's 25. Like, that sounds like your dream Joey Gallo season that we've been waiting for all along, with a lower batting average and maybe more home runs.
Yeah, and for Guzzi, he's a great defensive first baseman. I know he got hurt playing left field, but he just couldn't hit at a major league level.
Yeah.
And so now, right now, it's still super early, to your point. Like, that's what he's projected to be. But if he can be around that and even take it down, let's say, 5-10%, that's a really good first baseman in the major leagues. It's not like all-star, you know, MVP category, but it's good. I mean,
Does he have to go to get there, though?
To
get to that level where he's just like maybe 5 or 10% away from like Ronald Guzman in terms of defense.
Oh, defensively?
Yeah, defensively.
Yeah, that's because Ronald Guzman's like elite defender.
Yeah, he's a top 5
lower.
Yeah, which is fine. If you have an average first baseman over there, that's fine. What, you know, to Corey's point, like, he's elite. Like, I mean, Guzzi, I mean, there is an argument. If there was no hitting, you would be like, he's arguably the best first baseman in the game if you just went off of defense and you never had to hit.
Where would you put, because I always thought Will Clark was a like a very good first baseman. Like, yeah. I thought he could dig with the best of them.
The doctor of defense, Mac, really liked having Will, I'm pretty sure, like didn't, as first
didn't,
baseman.
Didn't he tell us, the story actually about the perfect game and he was like, just get it over across the field, I'll scoop it. Don't even worry, just get it to me. And that's the, like, the confidence you have to have. But I also thought of him as a good hitter, and right. like he was just an all-around good first baseman. Yeah, right. That's what I would want, Kevin, is to be a really good quality defensive player.
I mean, I haven't noticed anything bad from Nate Lowe at first base. Like, I mean, no shot. I mean, I am taking
drops.
A shot here.
Yeah.
He's not Prince Fielder. I mean, where you're just like, my God, like, this is amazing. I mean, in a bad way. And nothing against Prince. He was a great hitter. The reason he was a major leaguer and an all-star is because of his hitting. Nothing for his defense. But when you look at Nate, I guess maybe I've just missed it. I felt like he's been okay at defense.
No, he has been okay, but there was one play in particular, and I saw a fan mention another one that I was like, oh, crap, that is really,
really
going
to hurt.
There have
been a couple that have cost you, yeah.
Yeah, but like if you got average, let's say average at first base from him defensively,
yeah.
and these kind of offensive numbers,
you're set for the next 5 years. You know, that's something where you don't have to worry about that position anymore. It's not your all-star position, but you have a solid contributor at first base offensively, and then hopefully defensively he's there for you. And then you have to worry about just the future of third base.
It's like having Mark McGwire over there, you know, just pound home runs and don't worry about your batting average and also play decent defense.
Well, is there anything else we would have to worry about with Mark McGwire?
I mean, bringing the game of baseball back to relevancy.
as long as you don't get caught.
That is a weird point, but I guess that is true. Now, I wanted to ask you real quick because we can pivot a couple of different ways. Okay. Do you have anything about Gerrit Cole in Baseball Nuggets?
No, I mean, I think you're giving the stat that he just accomplished.
Okay.
I didn't have that in Nuggets, but.
Yeah. Corey, can we talk about it here?
Yeah, do it.
Corey, have you seen the amazing Gerrit Cole statistic?
I mean, I'm sure it's like, hey, I only give up a run maybe today.
So.
All the time.
In his performance yesterday, he had no walks and 12 strikeouts, which, hey, that's lovely.
Is that good?
That's almost as good as Ohtani going out to right field after he struck out 88 or something.
Well, believe it or not, Ohtani is doing things that people haven't done since the beginning of the 1900s. Gerrit Cole's got him beat. So, Gerrit Cole has struck out 56 people since the last time he threw a walk.
Are you serious?
Issued a walk, yeah.
Issued a walk. I mean, you could throw a walk.
Yeah,
I'm with both of you on this.
Yeah. Inaccurately. They don't swing. And yes.
The way Mike said it is probably significantly more logical. That is tied with.
Do you issue a strikeout? Is that the same?
What I'm going to go with. I threw a walk and issued a strikeout.
Yeah.
So that is tied with Curt Schilling for the most strikeouts without a walk since 1893. So it goes like this, and this is the weird part to me. I know he's a control guy, but just listen to the strikeout pitchers and then this guy. Gerrit Cole, 56. That's an active streak. Curt Schilling, back in 2002, 56. Greg Maddux, back in 2001, 53.
How many of those were legitimate? Shut your mouth.
They were all legitimate.
Most of them were 2 feet outside.
All right, Colby. We'll talk with him at some point. So, Greg Maddux, 53 strikeouts. But yeah, Gerrit Cole has now matched the longest run since 1893.
And
I don't know what happened to the records before that.
And that being said, like Mike.
They played with like a wooden baseball.
Kevin and I were out in front of. Hey, please go get Gerrit Cole whenever we were trying to move on from Yu Darvish. Yeah. We were like, let's move to Pittsburgh. Let's say see you later to Yu Darvish and let's go get ourselves Gerrit Cole. And we were not able to do it. And since then, he's been the most dominant pitcher in baseball. Like, would you consider him?
DeGrom probably a hair better, but yes,
but
he's right there.
Right up
he's
right there. There.
There's no way I'm not, if I had to take Gerrit Cole, I'm the happiest dude in the world because I got a dude that's going to strike out a bunch of dudes. And give me, what, 7-8 innings of quality
he
work?
He can be a workhorse
and
for
as
sure.
long as I score a run, I'm probably going to win this game.
Now, along those lines, Evan Grant, we probably won't be able to get to it all here. Evan Grant.
By the way, when Shohei Ohtani comes up, I was just looking this up real quick. Babe Ruth, when you include every pitcher, His career ERA is 2.28.
In, Babe Ruth's?
Babe Ruth's ERA is 2.28 in 1,221 and a third innings.
That.
It's just 17th all time when you count from the start of baseball. He has the 17th greatest ERA of all time.
And that's why I always defer to Babe Ruth. Like, I'm not here to disparage, you know, Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle or anybody else like that. I'm just saying Babe Ruth was one of the best at hitting and also one of the best at pitching.
In 1916, he led the major leagues with a 1.75 ERA.
I know the numbers were depressed then, as
right,
was a lot
right.
of the
That's
country.
That's where
the
guys that are 16 higher than him are all people from the late 1800s yeah. and early 1900s.
It's still phenomenal. So Evan Grant wrote this really interesting article, The State of the Rangers Rebuild. And I wanted to run through some of this with you and see if you guys agree. And I wanted to start with these two main points. What we know. All right. So these are the things that we think we know are fact about the rebuilding Rangers. The pitchers will throw strikes. The Rangers have the third lowest percentage of walks at 7.5% behind only the Yankees and Oakland. And it's because, and I know, Bassick, I don't mean for this to sound simplistic and
right.
dumb,
no,
but
no,
sometimes
no.
it is simplistic and dumb. Throw strikes and your world can change.
Yeah, quality strikes.
Quality strikes.
But no, to
not
your
right
point,
down the middle strikes.
I think I've talked to some, I talked to Sandler about this, and we were talking about analytics, and they all have this place, and it's almost like some of the analytic people want to make it sound confusing so that they sound smarter. When, yes, I get it, there's different mathematical equations and everything, but the simple part of baseball is the more runs you score, the better chance you have of winning, the less
what?
Runs you give up, the better chance you
Dude,
have
you
of winning.
You need to hit the breaking
I
news.
I am shocked.
And I know all the analytics are trying to get you to that point, but they sometimes lose the basic part of the game. Well, are we allowing less base runners through walks, or are we gaining more base runners through walks?
Yeah.
And this is one of those basic stats where I was telling kids the other day when they were playing this weekend, I said, you know, whether it's major leagues, college, high school, little league, if you walk a lot of people, whether it's in the major leagues or at 12 years old, the team that walks more will usually have a better chance
yeah.
of winning. I don't want you to go up and just look for a walk, but it's kind of to the pitchers. If you just keep giving free base runners, you have a much greater chance of losing this game. Because now all it takes is a little dink
yeah.
fart, and all of a sudden the dink fart falls in, and now you've given
Counts
up two
just
or
like
three
a regular
runs.
Hit, Corey.
Like, oh, but the guy didn't hit it hard. It's like, it doesn't matter because you walked two guys before the dink fart.
Now, Corey, I can see how that might throw you off.
We get dink fart shirts made because somebody out there is going to make a dink fart shirt,
Absolutely.
Right?
I'll wear that shirt. The Rangers were 27th in walk rate last year. This year, they're third. And Chris Woodward flat out told pitchers, if you can't throw strikes, you're not going to play.
Good. Good. And Kevin, we did the study, and I'm actually interested
yeah,
in going
yeah.
and doing it right now, Mike, but there was a year, was it 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Mike, the every team that was in the playoffs was 1 through 8, right?
Yeah. The 8 playoff teams at the time that advanced past the wild card were the 8 leaders in strikeouts.
I mean, like it was 1 through 8, all
like
8
least
teams,
amount of strikeouts,
most strikeouts thrown
from your
that
staff.
That they threw
your
yeah.
staff struck out the most people, and it was 1 through 8. All of them were in the
yeah.
playoffs.
I've noticed that through the Rangers striking out a lot on
yeah.
the offensive side.
Yeah,
that for the most part, when you look at the teams that strike out the least, so they're putting the ball in play the most, usually it's not perfect, but usually those teams are playoff teams. The teams that strike out the most do struggle with making the playoffs unless there are teams that can make it, but their power numbers are tremendous through striking out a lot.
Now we'll go through this maybe some more tomorrow because we got more that we know, we think we know, and what we still need to find out. So we'll chop that up a little bit more so perhaps tomorrow.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.